Here's a song I started back on Labor Day. After everything I wrote that summer first began to play, I planned so long for this moment, and now it may come true. After we didn't start the fire, I felt I had so much to live up to. I can't believe it's working out. These silly farewell songs, I thought most folks would never hear them because they're way too low. But now I think it's working out, and I can finally rest. But then again, once they play them, what the hell do I do next?
Hi, welcome to another episode of the TK Jingles Podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Negrelli. This podcast plays songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show on tkjingles.com. You know, it feels a little bit like graduation day. I feel like I've been... That first song made several references to it, but, you know, in early 2013, when I started doing all these jingles, it was just kind of a fun thing I would do once a month or so, and it was just something I did for fun. Now it's become this ridiculous obsession in terms of just the amount of songs and websites and apps and garbage that I'm doing, so it's become a little bit more complicated, but back in the summer of 2013, I really had this anxiety that I was not going to be able to write songs anymore, that my best days were behind me, and I really doubled down and wrote a whole bunch of them and tried to keep finding new ways and different ways to do this to make it interesting, and I think that really paid off. I mean, I think it came up with some different twists and takes on it, but I remember after my first few songs started airing, right around Labor Day, I literally started taking notes that first show on what I would do as the follow-up to We Didn't Start the Fire. I already had in my mind that the REM song of almost the exact same vein would be a good follow-up to that, and I wanted to make sure that I had jokes that started from the beginning of September all the way through the end of June, and I anticipated the last show would be June 27th. I guess we're going to stretch out a couple extra days here, and looks like now it might be July 3rd, but I really felt this challenge that I wanted to be on that last show again. It was so gratifying to have Tony play that We Didn't Start the Fire on the last show and give that little shout out there. And I wanted to do that again. And I felt like if I could do that, then that would prove to myself that, you know, I was pretty good at this and could keep doing it and could do two better. And every time I do one of these, whether it's a podcast or a jingle or whatever, I typically look and go, oh, wow, that was really good. You know, I'm not sure I could do better than that. And then inevitably, a week or two later, I'll do something else and I'll feel the same way. So, you know, I think everybody that does this, as long as you still have that feeling that you're doing something that's exciting, that's fun, that's new, that's different, you know, it makes you want to keep doing it more. So I know that, and we're going to hear a couple songs in the opening of this show, that I'm not the only one that has those feelings. So I know that I think Joe and Brad and John have all written their own variation of something that they'd like to hear end the show. So it sounds like the Les Mis parody that I played on this podcast a month or two ago, and the REM song will probably air this week on Wednesday and Thursday. We also have some great contributions from the other Littles, and we're going to play some of those today. I really hope that in these last four shows we get to have one of those jingle paloozas where, you know, Tony plays seven or eight songs in a segment in Old Gear Radio or something. There's been so much material. Tony's done so few shows lately that there's such a backlog, and it would be a shame for people that don't listen to this podcast or don't frequent the website to miss out on all these great songs. You know, there's 700 songs or something like that now, and if you don't go to the website regularly, there's no way to keep up with it. So you gotta listen to me in this nonsense with this podcast, or listen to the top 10 podcast, listen to the Fire Hose, or just go to the website once a week and just check out what's new, because there is constantly a stream of new material. And on that note, the 31 and 31, I've got 28 out of 31 songs done. That kicks off July 7th, which is the day I'm anticipating, the Monday after Tony's gone. So it'll go from July 7th to August 6th, and there's going to be 31 brand new songs you've never heard before, other than a few sneak peeks here in the podcast. That first week of July as well, on July 8th, we'll be debuting Nigel's Rubbish Bin, and then the top 10 will follow on Wednesday, and then the Fire Hose on Friday. So Nigel's Rubbish Bin is shaping up nicely. I'm really excited about that. We'll hear a little bit of a preview of that later. So without further ado, after that self-indulgent intro where I patted myself on the back like a real a-hole about how I was able to accomplish my goals, now we can move on and get to all the stuff that you really wanted to listen to. So, you know, I spent 4 minutes talking about, you know, how smart I am. That's just what everybody wants to listen to. But, you know, in all seriousness, I really thank you, everybody, so much for your support this past year. I wouldn't have had the drive to do half of what I've done if I hadn't been getting tweets and emails and feedback from people, not just Tony and those guys, but everybody that listens to this show. I'm so humbled by your support and, you know, the support of the Kickstarter and everything else that you've done. So thank you so much, and I hope that I can keep doing this for a while. I am sort of driving myself insane with the sheer volume of material I'm doing. So I think once 31 and 31 is done, other than the podcast, I'm going to try to take a step back. I don't know if I physically can, but I'm going to try to take 4 to 6 weeks where I don't really write new songs and just take a break and let my head clear. But I can't hear music anymore without thinking of TK Jingles. I was at the Silver Diner the other day, and they have a jukebox in there, and of the 20 or so songs that were displayed on the sheet that was facing me, maybe 12 of them were jingles. I was immediately looking at it saying, oh, jingle, jingle, jingle. Oh, that one's not one yet. It's just, it's ruined the way that I listen to music and I think about music. So I could use a little mental break if I can let myself do it. There's always going to be something else I want to do, though, so it just may not happen. But I really probably should, just for the betterment of this podcast and the music and the website and whatever Tony's going to play on the day after Labor Day next year. I really need to take a little break here. So, you know, expect a truckload of material from me all through July. I'm hoping August will be a little bit quieter, but we'll see. The original plan for 31 and 31 was to do about 10 or 12 of them before it started, and then actually do them more in real time. But I got so excited and carried away that I'm almost finished. So I'm sure I'm going to want to write something in July. We'll just have to see how it goes. All right. So talked about all the Kickstarter fun, the 31 and 31. Talked about the great songs that I hope you all can hear this week, the Les Mis and R.E.M. Now we've got a couple of we're going to play 5 new songs from the website and then some classic tunes. Then we have yet another preview of Nigel's Rubbish Bin on 31 and 31, followed by a pretty fun mailbag. So I mentioned that I'm not the only one that was trying to get some last week material in there. So the first one we're going to hear is by Joe Arrow. It's Sealed with a Kiss, So Long for Summer. Then we have Try to Remember by John Fitzpatrick. Both of those are really fitting. And I think Joe actually just uploaded a Mr. Bojangles one in the same vein. So I would expect some grouping of those songs to be aired on Monday or Tuesday if there isn't some Jingle Palooza later in the week where we hear everything. But they're great. Then we have a parody of Wicked where Brad and KJ have teamed up yet again. I feel like Brad, you know, he's got a great asset in KJ here. Maybe he can just start putting ads on Craigslist and bringing some new voices into it. He's always outsourcing, and KJ does a great job, but Maybe we can get some different voices. That's not meant to be any kind of knock. I've thought about doing that myself, actually. I get kind of sick of hearing my own voice, and I wonder, like, what if I just put something on Craigslist for, like, $10? I wonder if I could get some talented people to sing songs for me. I'm sick of hearing my own voice. Then we have another one by Joe Arrow. He was pretty busy this week after a brief hiatus. To Steve Miller Band song, which is probably in my top 10 most hated songs of all time, but the jingle itself is quite good. So if you can get past the Steve Miller aspect, it's great. And then lastly, we have a demo that I did to a Katy Perry song that I was originally hoping Michelle would do. And when we sat down to record it, I felt like it was really time sensitive because Tony had just been in a fire pit. So I really wanted to do this fire pit song for the Monday show. And when we sat down to do it, Michelle must have done, she's usually one take Michelle, does everything perfectly the first time. But we probably spent 30 minutes. And every time we got to the bridge, she would start switching over into this melody from a Travis song called Moving. So we finally just scrapped and said, screw it. We'll just go with the demo and, you know, Michelle can try to do it later on as a bonus song, something for this podcast. All right. So without further ado, we're going to hear those five songs. So enjoy.
Tony's gonna say goodbye till September. His talk show is sure gonna miss, but when I think of all the days that he missed because of weather, it gets me really pissed. Yes, it's gonna be a long showless summer. Sons of bitches, there's a bright side to this. There'll be no podcast delays anymore till September. I guess I'll turn on the sports chicks. I hope he signs a new contract so the show will come back on the air. I'll be waiting for Reginald and Courtney to give their picks to the man with no hair. I don't wanna say goodbye for the summer, but Negrelli has promised us this. We'll get new jingles every day until we meet in September. I bet his wife is really pissed.
Try to remember, he'll be back in September. Mornings will go slow without Mr. Tony. Try to remember that by next September we'll find other stuff to do. Missing him, that's baloney. Try to remember who he is next September. You'll likely forget this bald orange fellow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then tune in. Try to remember when you were the sender of emails, notes, and faxes funny. Try to remember that quote about transgenders, hermaphrodites, getting grief from Gunny. Try to remember a jingle so tender that closes your show on a note light and sunny. Try to remember, then play this show ender, TK Stack Money.
Whenever I hear someone who's kvetching on the air, and let's face it, when isn't he kvetching on the air? This soul of mine starts to die inside. And if someone tries to name a tune, I guess they're gonna eat it too. I know. It isn't very bright, and even on delay, because that damn podcast's always is delayed. Just listen, and you'll hear unpleasant gripes. Info for life, though he's not nice, since he is. Kornheiser, why listen to Kornheiser? He can't stand your rained on bike, won't bet World Cup lines, all those names he can't pronounce. Woo! He'll beg for a hat to wear on his absent hair. All that swag too much to count, cause he's Kornheiser. That's right, Tony Porthauser. You'll find that his temper's short, hardly talks of sports, so much stuff he doesn't know. But what's new? Cause this one's a really big stinking show.
Some people call him Tony Porthauser. Yeah. Some call him a bald orange man. Some folks see him at the Safeway, darling. And at the checkout, he'll get accosted by a moose can. People keep talking about Mr. Tony. Say he never said it, did him wrong. Raj, you did him wrong. They'll send him coffee, ice cream when he asks. And the little will sing about it in their mailbag songs. Cause he's a beggar, he's a talker, he's a whiner, a window hawker. He needs good drugs so he can fly. He's got your emails, he's got your notes, he's got some faxes for all your folks. He'll read a few then say goodbye. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah. Do you want to feel like a douchebag in your backyard with a couple friends? Do you own a if you're an ass clown, I guess you might as well ignite some pine and pour some wine. Make Tuesday night like you're at a campsite. Look, Tony's by a fire pit. The littles are like, holy shit. I thought he said that those were dumb. Now it looks like he might buy one. Yes, Tony loves his fire pit. Tony loves a fire pit. Tony loves a fire pit. Yeah, Tony loves a fire pit.
All right, so that was my stupid little fire pit song there. And then we heard some great songs by Joe, John, KJ, Brad, and Joe again. This next segment here, I'm going to quit the yakking and just tell you what it is. I tend to pick some classic tunes that I like from the past. This week, I decided to switch it up a little bit. I used the TK Jingles mobile app, which I hope you own, and it's free. And I went to the random playlist, and we're going to hear a little random roulette here. Here's four songs. These songs came up when I chose the random playlist on my TK Jingles mobile app. We have Nigel Y by Byron and Joe, Lazy Back by me, The Very Model of a Modern Yodeling Talk Show Host by Brad Weiss, and Stacy's Mom by John Fitzpatrick.
I am just a poor little and my story's nothing new. I have squandered my existence writing email after email for the mailbag. I never win. Bloody Nigel reads my messages, then throws them in the bin. Well, I've lost my home and family for behaving like a boy, writing emails to a fan club for an orange and bald and grumpy aging talking head. The TK Show, reading emails. emails, notes, and faxes from the people that they know, wondering only where my lonely emails go. Nigel, why? Nigel, why? Nigel, why? Nigel, why? Nigel, why?
I've listened to the talk show host who goes by Tony Kornheiser, with information for luck that will rarely leave you any wiser. All his lack of insights into finance are conspicuous. He rarely carries credit cards, which simply is ridiculous. The things he doesn't know about healthcare are incomparable, and most find his reports on hockey strikingly unbearable. He's full of naught but insult for the field of volcanology. And please don't get me started on his gaffes in anthropology. His views on primatology are shockingly inaccurate, and still he feels entitled to an honorary doctorate. All this information for life certainly will make you wiser. What did you expect from listening to Tony Kornheiser?
TK Show, last Friday wasn't on. TK Show, last Friday wasn't on. TK Show, last Friday wasn't on. Last Friday wasn't on.
TK, how did it go at the network soiree?
Espen soiree.
PTI from New York, so the network would pay.
Let the suits pay.
How did you drive back from your New York trip?
95 trip.
Or did you take the Acela? 'Cause you want to seem hip.
Fast trains are hip.
You know we're not the happy littles that we used to be. Only 4 shows on last week, so you can go party. TK Show has got my jingle on. It's all I want, and I've waited for so long. Emails, faxes, notes, now he'll read them for you folks. I know it's time to go, 'cause we're almost out of TK Show.
TK Show has email and a song. TK Show has email and a song.
Alright, so I think the computer did just as good of a job as I could have done. It's picking out 4 great songs, so I hope you enjoyed that. Now I'm going to do another quick preview here of Nigel's Rubbish Bin and the 31 and 31. So the first song we're going to play is by Blair St. Amand. It's actually set to a song that Brad and KJ did, speaking of Brad and KJ earlier, originally done by Neil Diamond and Barbara Streisand. And it has a very artsy name here. It's called Tony's Lament, You Don't Send Me Kind Bars. It's great. And then Festerberger, very complicated username, was one of the very first people to put an idea on tkjingles.com. He put 2 ideas, one to the Ballad of Billy the Kid and one to River of Dreams, both Billy Joel songs. And I didn't jump in on those at the time because I had so much of my own material and I was really hoping we would get some new voices on the website. So, you know, after seeing those things sit for 7 months, I decided, as part of the 31 and 31, that I would help Festskirchberger do one of those songs. So we'll hear that as well. So first, Tony's Lament, and then River of Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
standing in Rehoboth, brows about behind me. You hardly talk to me anymore when I ask for your notes at the end of the show. I remember when you couldn't wait to email. Used to hate vacation. Now after Columets and years of PTI, after blabbing on that radio and info for life, well, you just roll by me very Narasetti. Send me kind words anymore. Used to be so natural.
Used to be.
Talk about the weather. But used to be's don't count anymore. They just lay on the floor like the Sheehan boys' salt.
Little as I remember all the swag you mailed me,
I loved all the ice cream and the other desserts.
Well, I took all your golf balls and tickets to concerts,
and the useless iTunes cards and the used stained t-shirts.
You don't send me kind bars anymore.
Well, you'd think you'd at least send back some Courtney vids.
You don't send egg noodles. Where's my castle's jumpsuit?
You don't send me kind bars anymore.
Sons of bitches.
Of the show, we are waiting for a fax from mounds of email and haikus from hacks. We are waiting for our stickers to put in our cars, but the standards are high. Reed is rare as Tony's paws. And even though I know the stickers are rare, I walk down to the road and I wait for the mail. I try to deal with the podcast delay, which would go away if the weasels could sell. My wife went to Sam's. A geezer asked if she's a fan. With a quizzical look, she just stared at the man. He pointed at the back where the sticker was stuck. Then she smiled and said, it's my husband's truck in the parking lot at Sam's.
Saw your sticker and saluted you. I 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 saw your sticker and saluted you.
Thank you. this morning and there was no show. But I remember Jerry has a show of his own. Can find it when you want it and there ain't no lag. So here comes some emails in Jerry's mailbag. Here comes Jerry's mailbag. Jerry's mailbag.
All right, thank you, Patrick Moffitt, for that lovely mailbag intro. You know, I realized I've done a lot of yakking this episode, so I'd love to hear your feedback. You know, I play a lot of songs on here. I try to mix in a little chatter, but you know, I always am trying to strike the right balance. This past week, I played The Woman Related to Me by Marriage. I heard this podcast for the first time, even though this is the 19th episode I've done. I finally sat her down and tied her to a chair and got her to listen to some of it. And you know, other than really hating the techniques that I use in recording my vocals, she was really supportive of it and enjoyed it. But if you've just listened to this for the first time, or if you've been listening since episode one, let me know what you think. Is this the right blend? You know, I think when I first started, I envisioned that I would be more like a DJ, just kind of yakking about some tracks that were coming up. But it's morphed into a little bit more of a behind the scenes and you know, storytelling time. So I want to keep the right balance. So if you enjoy that, let me know. Podcast@tkjingles.com or tweet me at Jerry Negrelli. All right, so on to the mailbag. So first of all, I've got some mobile apps, if you didn't know. I've mentioned them a zillion times. There's one that I did for Windows Phone because I guess I'm stupid and just wanted to waste my time. It actually probably took me more than any other ones did combined. And it's been downloaded 14 times. And one of those people is me. Just on a test device. So 13 people have listened to it. I don't even know if they use it regularly, but they downloaded it. I'm sure a few of those were just some Chinese bots trying to hack apps. So maybe there's four people in total. Anyway, here's a Windows Phone review. And I didn't even bother to attribute this in the mailbag. So whoever wrote this, I'm giving you short shrift. But the message is, wait, this is just songs about an old Orange Man's radio show. Who would want this shit? Oh, right, I do. Well, thank you very much. Also, the TK Jingles mobile app is now available in the Amazon App Store. So if you search for Jerry Negrelli or TK Jingles on Amazon, there is now a result, which is pretty freaking awesome. And it's been downloaded one time, but it's still awesome that I'm listed on Amazon.com. I take great pride in that. And then another unattributed point of feedback. So, man, I did a really shitty job putting together this mailbag this week. The feedback around being in the Amazon App Store was cool. The only items I don't buy through Amazon are gas and groceries. All right, so now on to some tweets here. This is from Twerkle Burr Thumberdink. And I assume somebody would only have a handle like that just to make you feel like a jerk for reading it aloud. So Twerkle Burr Thumberdink says, Cats in the Cradle jingle is without a doubt my absolute favorite. I laughed so hard first time listening. Yeah, that's by Hampton and Brad, and I love that type of feedback. You know, that's what I want to hear. So send me an email, podcast@tkjingles.com. Tweet me at Jerry Negrelli. Let me know what you like. Let other folks know what you like. They love to hear it, folks. I mean, Brad is now, I think, at like 96 or 97. He's almost on 100 of these things, and I'm sure that he still loves every time somebody says, hey, Brad, nice job. You know, it's really reassuring, and otherwise it's like you're, you know, singing to yourself, and you don't know if anybody's enjoying it. So let them know. Then we have a tweet here from Joe Arrow. He asks, is it against the law to post actual jingle show clips on the website? And what Joe's getting at is actually posting clips from Tony's show of the jingle being played with the laugh track and, you know, people making their commentaries throughout. And, you know, I think that... there's a mixed feeling on that. And I know some people really want to have that on there. And I've gotten feedback from that before saying, hey, can't you just post Tony's version instead? But, you know, the audio quality of the ESPN podcast is terrible. So, I mean, if you're listening to these and you want to hear the quality, then I don't know, maybe you should go buy a Weird Al CD. But anyway, I do think that it's nice to hear the full quality the way it was intended, but also, you know, after one or two listens, some of those things, like, I don't need to hear somebody saying superlatives or, like, I think Gary in the, he would do anything for cash song, Gary is basically spoiling the jokes as they're going along, making his little running commentary. So it was great. I loved it on the show, but I personally, I don't want to hear it again. So maybe if I had that show and podcast, then I'd listen to it. But if I want to hear the song, I want to hear the song. So there's no reason, though, if you, Joe or Brad or KJ, if you guys prefer that you want to have the Vernie version with Tony yakking, by all means, go ahead and do it. I don't have any restrictions. There's no rules on the website. It's an open forum. It's meant to be community driven. I happen to be very active in the community for now, but maybe someday I'll be like Laheka and just run a website where I sit in the background and don't do much of anything other than occasionally do technical upgrades. All right. Then we have a tweet here from Jeremy Plumley. He says, "So I'm at an eighth grade graduation here in Jerusalem when the choir starts singing Hallelujah, and I had to laugh." And that just gets back to what I mentioned earlier about tkjingles.com ruining music for me. There's almost nothing that I hear now that doesn't make me think of a jingle that's been done to it, or maybe how those words could be twisted to be about email, faxes, and notes, or grapefruit juice, or moose cans, or something. So I feel your pain there, Jeremy. Thank you for sending that in. Then the TK Jingles Kickstarter was a success. Got all the shirts out this past week. My mom was down, and we spent 2 or 3 hours in the kitchen assembling all those things. It was ended up being a lot of fun. It was a lot of work, but we got everything out in the mail. So if you supported the Kickstarter and you're in the continental U.S., you should have your junk by now. If you don't, contact podcast@tkjingles.com. Let me know. It all was sent out, so hopefully nothing was lost. But I got some great tweets of photos of people wearing shirts from Joe Solosky, Tom Miskowick, David Hughes, Tim McDermott, Bobby Godfrey, John Fitzpatrick, Chip Hughes. Chip, is that the right name? I'm looking at scratch notes here. Then I got a tweet from Chris. He just said, "And he left." Yes, as a matter of fact, if you go to tkjingles.com, there's an order button. I've got 4 orange large shirts left and 3 orange extra larges. So if you'd like one, that's all I'm making of this batch. So go grab them now. $25 a piece. That includes shipping and all the fees I got to pay. So I'm making about, $13 or $14, something maybe less than that on each shirt. So $25 may seem like a lot for a t-shirt, but this whole thing is kind of a not-for-profit business. So if I can make a little bit on that, hopefully you appreciate that and will support it. And then along the whole line of the t-shirts, Shad sent in a haiku. He said, "Mailboxes are full. Orange is the new orange. TK Jingles swag." That's awesome, Shad. Thank you. All right. And then we have a tweet here from Carol Connolly. He says, "July 3rd is the end of Tony's show. I've been storing your podcast like a squirrel to ease the pain as I schwitz through summer." That's awesome, Carol. Then we have a glowing review of this podcast from John Conrad. He says, "As one who has never heard the podcast, I want to go on record and say how much I love it." It doesn't get much better than that. Then I made a comment earlier in the week that if VH1, ESPN, and Comedy Central formed some type of super network, that I would just kill hosting a show on that network. Soft, crappy ass music, comedy, and sports references. That's my niche. So Brad responded to that, and he said, "Of course, that is one of the signs of the apocalypse if that channel were to be formed. But if it means career advancements, I can fill in on the odd Tuesday." Awesome. Thanks for your help there, Brad. And then lastly, I have a comment from KJ. She says, "TK isn't coming to my wedding, but he wants to know who's singing. Well, Jerry Negrelli." And so I jokingly replied to that I was hoping for some free parking. But I think, KJ, you purchased a custom song. So, while I may not physically be there, if you'd like to have 45 seconds of me yodeling like an idiot about yourself or your fiance or something, that can be arranged. So let's talk, see what you want to do there. All right, everybody, this is the last week of Tony's show. I hope you hear 4 awesome episodes. I hope you stick around and come back and listen to me yodel and do all this junk I'm going to do this summer. I'm having a ton of fun doing this. Michelle commented that I seem to laugh a lot at my own jokes. I guess, you kind of have to when you write this stuff. If you don't find it funny, then probably nobody else will find it funny, but Hopefully you enjoy that, and it's not too annoying as I chuckle at my own stupidity. Thank you guys so much for listening, and come back here next week after Tony's gone. It's the weekend after July 4th, so I'm kind of on the fence whether that's going to be a clip show or if I'm going to do something new. I really would like to have some new content just since Tony's gone, and maybe having some new listeners of the podcast trying it out for the first time. But at the same time, it's a 3-day holiday weekend, so we'll see what kind of availability I have. So thank you for listening, and I hope to hear that you come back next week.
I think we've all kind of learned a valuable lesson here today, that a man, no matter how puny or bald or overweight or bearded, can still have a place in today's society that's mostly ruled by corporate biddity-bobbity-boobity-boos, and that one man's voice can still be heard over the endless drone of those that seem to drone on endlessly. And actually, what we shouldn't do is chit-chat, really, for tomorrow is Labor Day. Hey, where's everyone going?